right, now it's recording. Cool. All right, guys. I am in my car. I'm going to attempt to do something, which I've done like once before, and that's record immediately after a screening. I guess we've done it more than once before. I do it all the time with Matt and David when we go to movies. But for Solo, since I'm an AMC A-lister now, I'm just going to try to give you guys my immediate reactions to some movies I'm seeing. And then I now have a phone as well that has more than enough memory on it to be able to record. So that's really nice. Yeah, so I just got out of the Meg. Yes, just got out of the Meg. It was entertaining, you know? It's a callback to movies such as Jaws, but not quite as, nowhere near as good as Jaws. More of like the Deep Blue Sea level, which I, for one, actually like Deep Blue Sea in all of its cheesiness. And this movie was pretty self-aware at what it was doing. It wasn't going out to make high art. It was going out to make a fun summer movie. And, you know, it's actually probably the most summery movie I've seen all summer. It's definitely a callback. It was a nice reminder of those old Sci-Fi Channel movies that I used to watch, which they've done the Meg on there, the Megalodon. It may even be based off of the same book that this one was based off of. I'm not sure. But I enjoy those for what they are. You know, they're not trying to be anything super special. They're just trying to be that weird little monster movie almost. I guess shark movies are almost their own genre, thanks to Jaws. And we have Jaws to blame for a lot of things and a lot of bad shark movies. But I would put this slightly in the column of good shark movies. There aren't a lot. You get Jaws, you get movies like The Shallow, The First Deep Water. I can't think of a lot of other good shark movies, but this had that, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? That, I guess I can't put my finger on it. It's the pizzazz of a summer fun. Like, this is the kind of movie you want to go see with a group of friends sort of thing. It's not like your summer blockbuster, but it's not bad. Like, I can't put my finger on what makes it good besides the fact that they don't take themselves too seriously. They know what they're doing. There are moments in it that are just pure cheese. And for me, I enjoy that. Would this movie be for everybody? No, but if you enjoy just being entertained for 2 hours, it's definitely worthwhile. And, you know, the cast was all pretty great. Rainn Wilson was awesome, as always. Jason Statham just played himself. It was nice to see Ruby Rose in something right after she gets cast as Batwoman on the CW. That's awesome. I'm all for seeing more of her. She's a fun, kick-ass lady. And this role was actually quite different than other ones that she has done. She's more of a scientist in this. I'm spacing his name, but the guy from The Walking Dead, just doing his normal thing. But the movie definitely focuses around Jason Statham's character. He is a submarine rescue diver. And the movie starts out with him making a tough call, leaving a couple of his friends behind on a submarine that has gone down. They are, from there, you fast forward, I think they said 5 years, and they're on a research vessel now that is going down deeper than the Mariana Trench. They found a section of Earth that is deeper than what they had expected it to be. They weren't sure if there was like an ice sheet or if it was a cloud of gas. But they go through the cloud and it's a whole new sub-aquatic level of sea life. And it was kind of neat. It was very pretty. I saw it in IMAX, which helped out quite a bit. It gave a bit more scope to everything. Yeah, this might be kind of hard to do. I'm going to try to do it to the length of my car ride home. So that might be hard. But I don't need to explain the whole movie to you. At least I don't think I do. But they're down there exploring this new trench, and all of a sudden they're attacked. We don't see what it is. One of the actors on the sub that gets attacked is Masioko from Heroes. Haven't seen him in anything in ages, so it was nice to see him on something else. I guess he was on Hawaii Five-O, but I never watched it. And then he was also on the Heroes newer season that came back that I also didn't watch. So they go down. They then try to come up with a rescue op. And one of the guys on there is super against calling in Statham because he was crazy because of the sub that they were on previously as the movie opened. He said was attacked by something. Everyone thought he was crazy. But the guy from the Fear of the Walking Dead was like, no, he's our best option. We have to call him in. And they argue it out for a minute. Then we go to Thailand, I believe it was. And Jason Statham's sitting there getting drunk in like a pub of some kind. And then they show up and convince him to go back in because, surprise, one of the ladies that was on that ship was his ex-wife. So it's now become a rescue op to retrieve his ex-wife from this submarine. From there, Jason Statham goes down, he goes to the research base, and then goes down into a sub, and tries to save everybody. And he comes back, he manages to save his wife, and the bigger guy that was on the ship, but Masioko, gave his own life to save everybody. But people aren't happy about that when they return to the vessel. And he's getting all kinds of crap that, oh, you let him die, blah, blah, blah. And then they don't touch on it again, pretty much. Man, this is hard to do. This is a hard thing to do. And I really hope it's still recording, because it kind of doesn't look like it is. Maybe it is. I don't know. We'll find out when I get home and see if this was all just a big waste of time. Anyways, the movie's just fun from there. Like, the shark ends up following him up and attacking the base. Very deep blue sea and the feel of that. Yeah, it's a fun movie. Don't go in expecting a piece of art. It's definitely a piece of entertainment. Which I hope Gilman doesn't listen to this because he'd be like, ha, told you so. I had a good time. You know, I'm on the AMC A-list, so I'm getting a bunch of... I'm seeing a lot of stuff, and this is definitely not one that disappointed. There have been some others recently that were real stinkers. But they're free. Not free. I pay $20 a month to get 3 free movies a week. Hashtag no sponsorship. But I'm going to try to keep these up. Maybe this will be something fun that I can do, especially if we're having like gap weeks where Kurt and I miss recording. or we just can't find time. I always find time to go to at least one movie a week, especially with this. So it's going to be something I'm going to try to do more regularly. I can't talk today, apparently. And I'm way out in an intersection. Fun times. I got stuck in an intersection. This is going to make a lot of people mad as they try to turn. And I'm kind of far out. Cool. I'm a dick. Yeah. So, fun times. You get to hear my complaining as driving. Hopefully this light doesn't take all that long to go, because I'd really like to turn. Yeah, so what else is next on my docket to go see? I plan on sometime this week going to see Black Klansman. That'll be the next one I go see. I thought about going to Slender Man, but it is really tanking in both critical and user reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. So I don't think I'll make it out to that. There's a bunch of stuff coming out, so it shouldn't be too bad. Hopefully I'll go see Black Klansman and maybe get the wife in on that recording, because she wants to go see it too. So we'll see. What else is coming out? We have The Happy Time Murders coming, which I'm definitely going to go see. If you are a fan of Muppets, I highly recommend checking out our interview from a couple years back with Brian Henson. That's a real good one to check, and he briefly mentions that he wanted to do a film that eventually became Happy Time Murders. So that's really neat to see that come to be. What else is there? Mile 22, Mark Wahlberg, and what's her name from The Walking Dead? I'm bad with names today. Jeez. Lori Cohen. Yeah. And I don't know about that. I'll wait for reviews, but again, it doesn't matter. I've been going to see a bunch. I know Predators comes out in September. Also have The Nun coming out as well. So there's plenty of stuff that I can try to give this a go with. I'm going to post this as an individual episode, so we'll see how that works. If you guys like it, please leave me feedback on our Facebook page. Also on our Twitter, at Kind of Epic Show. Or tell me how dumb I am at @DavidWest_KOES. Yeah, I'm trying to... I want this to be a thing. It's fun. And you get my raw opinion about the piece. Will I go see The Meg again? No. No, I'm not going to go see it again. I'm not going to buy it. But, you know, if it's on TV, you might be like, oh, hey, it's this fun part where they blow up a shark. Or try to blow up a shark. The shark does not get blown up. No blown up sharks. Spoilers. A blown up whale, sure. But no blown up sharks. Ooh, I also said sharks. Spoilers. There's more than one of them. Yeah, I keep saying a lot. Fun times. New thing I'm doing, see? Also, if you want to see me every week, you can. I don't even know if I should be doing this, but I run weekly trivia nights at Sun King Brewing in Fishers, Indiana. Every Tuesday, come do trivia with me. I do it all in-house. It's a fun time. There's pizza from Boomba's. Come check it out. Check it out and pay my bills. Actually, I get paid hourly. I don't get paid anything extra for that. So, anyways, yeah, come check me out. You can see me on a weekly basis if you live in the area, because that would be awesome. Come say hi. Introduce yourself. Tell me that you heard me on the podcast and want to come do my trivia. All right. Well, I'm almost home. I've almost managed to do this. And of course, I'm not going to stop it while I'm driving because that's a no-no. Don't play on your phone and drive at the same time. I just keep hitting all these lights. I'm also just sitting here talking to myself. There's nobody with me. It's kind of weird. It's weird not having Kurt chime in. He'd make some weird comment, make me feel uncomfortable about myself. Huh. Life, universe, everything. It's peaceful when you drive. And, you know, it's funny. I would probably actually just be listening to, like, an episode of Fat Man on Batman or an episode of Lore. So I'm basically just filling the air with my own voice instead of listening to other people talk about stuff I enjoy. So it's kind of fun. It's fun and funny. Anyways, I'm legitimately, like, 2 minutes away from my house, so there's not long left to go on this. Maybe at some point, if when I do this again, I'll have a better idea of, like, pacing and format. And if there's anything you'd like me to go see, like, if you want me to go see Slender Man, I will go see it just so I can do this. Which might not be a bad thing, because at least then I can bitch about a bad movie to you. Because there's nothing really to complain about with the Meg. I mean, it's a standard by the book summer gore movie, even though there's not any gore. I could have used a bit more gore. It could have gone with an R rating. I wish it had a little bit more balls to it. Like, it's like it almost wanted to be Piranha 3D or 3DD and just didn't quite embrace it fully, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It was a fun movie. I had a good time for an hour and 45 minutes or whatever it was. I do recommend, this is probably, like I said, a movie to go see in theaters with your friends. Kind of like go big or go home. Probably not something you want to watch for the first time on your TV set. Oh. Anyways, like I said, come find us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show. I'm on Twitter at DavidWest_KOES. And please come see me every week at Sun King Brewing in Fishers every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8:30 doing trivia. All right, guys. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to record a full episode this week, but please give this a listen and present me with some feedback. Love to hear from you. All right. Bye.